Bob Trezise is the president and CEO of the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, otherwise known as LEAP. Bob, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Doing great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I thought about you when the deal was announced that Davenport had found a building they were going to expand. They found a bigger building in downtown Lansing. Tell us about this deal and what you think.
Yeah, it's really exciting. This was a terrific retention effort by the city and really the region. And what's happening essentially is Davenport College already is downtown Lansing, and they were desperate to expand their facilities so that they could go from 800 to 2,000 students, and in particular probably emphasize a number of portions of their school, but in particular nursing, which should be a great boom in connection to our local healthcare industry. So they're very interested in it, and obviously we went through a big site search process, and they initially wanted the Oliver Towers site. That didn't work out. So they did find this other site. It's called the former Fifth Third building, a nine-story building on Allegan Street and down by the South Grand Ramp, that kind of area. And Ron Bogey, terrific developer who really has a ability to put together deals that make sense for everybody in win-win scenarios, is going to strip down basically the building to its steel girders and rebuild it, $10 million project, 55,000 square feet for Davenport College. It will allow them to accommodate in a campus setting up to 2,000 students, including this new nursing school, and really stabilize that portion of downtown. And, Tony, why I think it's even funner, even more fun to think about from an economic development perspective, Washington Square, if you will, the main street of downtown Lansing, is full, basically. Retail, first floor, lofts, you know, there's some vacancies with office, but essentially it's full. Now, how do you get development going down sort of these splinter streets, you know, off of Washington Square? And this is probably, because Las Tres Amigos is going to go in across the street from Davenport College, too, by the way, down there in Allegan. So it's just good economic development, and as the mayor said, Mayor Bonero said, you know, economic development is education, and so it's a real victory for everybody.
Bob, the president of Davenport said that the mayor was a key piece in getting this deal done. What did Verge do?
Well, I think it was amazing. I wish that really more could have been said about it, because I do know what happened. And, you know, obviously it didn't go well trying to do the first site with Davenport College. But what did happen is Davenport became familiar with Mayor Bonero, and Mayor went up to Grand Rapids multiple times after that deal collapsed and continued meeting and calling and interacting directly with President Pappas in Davenport, and worked relentlessly to find another site and to reassure Davenport that things could remain. And I will tell you that Davenport, after that episode, you know, we all thought they were really probably going to leave the city and go on elsewhere. And really, it was a loyalty to the mayor. They deeply appreciated the fight in the mayor and his tenacity and loyalty to Davenport and trying to figure it out and, you know, give the city a second chance to retain Davenport. And it was very real. I frankly, personally, don't think that Davenport would be doing this if it weren't for Mayor Bonero.
You know, what's interesting about this deal, too, Bob, is when we had talked with the president after the Oliver Towers deal fell through, and it appeared, and maybe the media made it appear, that LCC swooped in there and really didn't have any plans. They didn't want the competition. But now we're in a place where we have these collaborations of Davenport and LCC.
Well, I think that was another great part of the win-win. You know, I know it's almost a cliche at this point, but it's the truth of it, Tony, is not only do we have a great economic development announcement, $10 million being invested of building, you know, basically a new building going up, 2,000 students instead of 800, et cetera, but there you had Don LaDuke from Cooley, who made quite a nice announcement with Davenport later in the day. You had Brent Knight, the president of LCC. You had Mayor Bonero. You had President Pappas from Davenport. You had the four of them sitting together, and I can tell you that they've all worked hard on their relationship and coming back together and, you know, getting past what happened before and they all see ways and strategies to work together to enhance all of their schools, and as the mayor said, really create a, you know, an education triangle, or whatever, however you want to characterize it, in downtown Lansing. Of course, these are all regional issues too. It's good for the region. And but that was another really great piece of the announcement, was to see
all right,
gentlemen.
Bob, I hate to cut you off. We've got to get a hard break. Have a great weekend. You're listening to 1320 WILS.